There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. So, Cantwell, apparently, Joss Whedon, the director of this extraordinarily popular movie, Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. I guess it's the second highest grossing film of all time, right behind Avengers.
I think it was the third biggest debut in history.
Okay.
Yeah.
So clearly doing rather well. But apparently, it made some social justice warriors a little upset.
Oh, did it? It was crazy. I spent my entire day on Twitter today. It was obnoxious. So anyway, I'll tell you about that later. But so I've actually got the story here in Breitbart. The headline of it is Joss Whedon deletes Twitter account after rabid feminist Avengers backlash. And
now, Josh Whedon, I'd like to make this
clear.
Joss.
J-O-S-S.
Oh, okay. He's quite the liberal, right? Like, he's in front of all these causes and this sort of thing. So to have the left turn on him like this has got to be pretty unnerving.
I thought he was quite the libertarian. I can't back that
up. No, he's a lefty, and he's said a lot of, like, feminist things, too. I think he said something about Jurassic Park. I've seen this quote thrown around a little bit, and I'm sure it's somewhere in this Breitbart article. There was a couple of things. He's frequently been on the side of the feminists. So when they turn around on him, it's just so telling that they're just man haters. It has nothing to do with, standing up for rights or anything like that. This guy has absolutely been their ally for many, many years, and they just turned on him.
Well, I mean, to some extent, he's left with the franchise he's left with, right? Like the Avengers, the comic book series that was started in 1961, maybe 62. Is not exactly heavy in folks that carry around 2X chromosomes. It's just not generally the case. They haven't trotted out these characters yet. You have to have some backstory. They brought in 3 characters in this movie, and one of them is female. So it's 33% of the characters that were brought in new in this movie were female. And one of the characters that was brought in, the returning characters, that's 20% of the characters, is female. So
Scarlett Johansson's the Black Widow.
Yeah, she's the Black Widow. And, they portray the Black Widow, I think, quite well. She got the third most screen time behind Iron Man, the creator, one of the founding members of the Avengers, and Captain America, the leader and one of the founding members of Avengers. Interestingly, Captain America didn't come along until issue 4. So there were 3 issues without him, but he's still considered a founding member, whereas Hawkeye, who came in the next year at, like, issue 17 or 14 or something like that, I can't remember exactly, is not considered a founding member.
What about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man was a founding member, Giant-Man, but he switched over to being Giant-Man, I think, in issue 2 or 3.
Okay.
Ant-Man became Giant-Man?
That's correct. G-I, and then put it on the front of Giant-Man. If you've got a magic particle that can make you shrink, then why can't that particle make you grow, right? Like, the particle makes you grow back from being shrunk, so why couldn't you use it in reverse and then grow upwards? So Giant-Man can be, I think, 60 feet tall or something like that.
Well, that would qualify him as Giant-Man.
Yeah, it would.
Is he possessed of the proportionate strength of a giant?
Yes, he is possessed of the proportionate strength, but he's nothing compared to, say, Hulk or Thor, probably on the lines of Captain America.
Okay.
All right. This is completely over my head. I have no idea what this comic book stuff. I don't even know why anybody cares.
I worked at the comic book store for 6 years, and Avengers was my favorite, so I am certainly a fan. And I want to see the franchise do well. I'm delighted that Marvel's doing well here. And I think that Joss Whedon has done a fantastic job both creating strong female characters and portraying the Avengers at the same time. He's got to work with what he's got.
A lot of good it did him. I got the article at Breitbart here. It says, director Joss Whedon deleted his Twitter account Monday after a stream of hateful messages directed at him by feminists upset with the story elements of Avengers Age of Ultron, the weekend's big box office smash. Tech Times reports that Whedon's final tweet was an implicit goodbye. He wrote, "Thank you to all the people who've been so kind and funny and inspiring up in here." While Whedon himself hasn't said why he deleted his account with over 1 million followers, it likely has something to do with the angry backlash he was facing from feminist critics of his latest tentpole Marvel film. The Twitter user Astojap collected a dozen of the tweets aimed at Whedon. Here is just a sample. So we've got Joss Whedon, you call yourself a feminist, yet you make rape jokes and treat female characters like S.
I'm not sure what the rape jokes were, but okay. I understand why feminists might have be of the opinion that that their characters weren't treated well enough because, like, for instance, Black Widow was used as a damsel in distress during the movie. It's a bit of a trope, but and I thought it was oddly inserted in the movie. But, you know, I mean, it's a movie, and it can only be so long, and you can only... you spend so much time on characterization. Plus, let's not forget, I worked.
Right, you got to make choices.
Yeah, I worked at a comic book store, and I can tell you the amount of women who came in and bought comic books compared to the amount of men, rather small. Yes, they are doing much better in creating comics for women, but Avengers wasn't never one of those.
Why did they bother making comics for women? It's just stupid. You have a male audience. Cater to your demographic.
Well, you don't have to. When it comes to comics, you can put out different issues that appeal to different folks. Archie was much more even as far as males and females, but they stopped Archie. I don't think they produce any more of them, but maybe they just stopped one of the titles. So it makes sense that, for instance, DC is going to capitalize on the popularity of Harley Quinn or Batgirl, and Marvel's going to take the franchise Ms. Marvel, which is, you know, the title's been bebopped around for a few different characters. Why not turn it into a Muslim a teenage girl and see how that flies?
These people ruin everything.
Well, you don't have to have all white superheroes. It would be really unusual if only white people got superpowers. I suppose you could make an argument for it from some kind of genetic standpoint, but it is odd that there's a remarkable amount of white superheroes compared to the rest.
Somebody should do a comic where Muhammad is the superhero.
Somebody should get bombed, right?
Somebody who's not me.
So let me give you some more of these tweets here. So let's see. Kryn Loserface says, Joss Whedon is a sexist piece of S. Boonie Boyer says, can Joss Whedon not be a sexist F-boy? Corbin says, block me ugly sexist mayo jar.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess it's a joke about his
weight. He's asking to be blocked and calling him a sexist mayo jar.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means. It sounds like a fat joke.
Yeah, he's full of mayonnaise. As a man, he's full of mayonnaise.
I see.
The criticism seemed to mostly stem from two issues connected to Avengers Age of Ultron. Be aware there are some spoilers in what follows. Should we not do that? Or I think you already did, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, here it is. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
If you're not an adult, you can't handle it, fine.
The first issue is a throw...
I didn't mention the big spoiler.
The first issue is a throwaway joke during the scene in which the Avengers take turns trying to lift Thor's hammer. When Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., makes his attempt, he says that as a ruler of Asgard, he intends to reinstitute Prima Nocta. Prima Nocta is the right of kings to sleep with any woman on the night of her wedding. BuzzFeed's movie critic referred to this as a, quote, weird, old-timey rape joke. So that's where the rape joke reference comes in. So
okay.
He talked about Prima Nocta, and that's the rape joke, apparently.
But this is Tony Stark. He's a character that is known for alcohol swilling and womanizing. You can't you can't unwrap the character if that's the character. So far, Robert Downey Jr. has done a really great job of, you know, having this womanizing drunk be extraordinarily
popular.
But this
is what I'm talking about. These people, they ruin everything. They're just miserable SOBs. I'm looking at them on Twitter today. It was just a completely miserable wine fest, and it's I don't want to live in the same planet as them.
What do you think?
Hang yourselves.
Joss Whedon a sexist, or is this just a bunch of social justice warriors crying? 855-453.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized, to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. If you're wondering where Ian is, well, he can't work 7 nights a week. He gets 1 night a week off, and this is it. He kind of takes a sliding night off somewhere between Tuesday and Thursday.
I think, yeah, when he does that, then he'll go read ChristopherCantwell.com for hours on end because he loves that website.
He does. He just pours over it. I think he's running off to Manchester for a new movers party. People are moving to the Free State to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. You can find out more about it at freestateproject.org. What the idea is that, If you're a believer in the ideas of liberty, you're probably, and you don't live in New Hampshire, you're probably frustrated. If you're likely, if you live in New Hampshire, you're probably still frustrated.
Yes.
But perhaps you have a little bit of hope.
Yeah. If you believe in liberty and you have a television or an internet connection, you're probably pretty frustrated.
So, the Free State Project's intended to be some kind of solution for that. So check it out, freestateproject.org. So we're reading this story from Breitbart.com, and apparently the director of Avengers, Age of Ultron, they don't really throw the two in there on this one, but that's what it is, right? I mean, it's the sequel to Avengers.
Yeah.
He deleted his Twitter account, and at this point it's only presumably that it's because a whole bunch of people, social justice warrior types, called him all kinds of names because they didn't like how the Avengers movie sort of played out.
Yeah.
I guess there's a few contentious points.
Yeah, there's sort of this group of a very large group of people on social media who basically want to destroy all things good. Basically, are hell bent on destroying the human race, I think.
Well, everybody who gets a something caught in their craw, as anybody who calls themselves an ist, chances are good they believe that the world is made worse by the thing on the other side of the coin from their ist, right? And so, in the case of the feminists, it's that there's this thing called patriarchy running amok, and we must point out the patriarchy whenever it's shows itself.
Right. Whenever I don't like how anything in the world is portrayed, then I will jump down the throat of whoever it is. And the more powerful you are, the worse I will treat you. I mean, there was the thing that Matt Taylor from the European Space Agency, they came after him because he had sexy girls on his shirt while he was landing a rocket on a comet.
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, this is the reason women aren't in STEM, and that's why we need equality. Bleh! And now it's like, oh, because somebody said prima nocta in a fictional movie, this is a rape culture, and we're going to ruin this guy's career who just made the third largest movie debut in history.
Right. I mean, a character that is intended to be a womanizer and is shown as a womanizer. You can decide to what you think about Tony Stark being a womanizer for yourself. They kind of leave that. They're somewhat agnostic on that. But, I don't understand why a feminist would particularly have a problem with somebody who's a womanizer.
Because they don't want that guy to exist.
That's perhaps the reason. I guess the joke is that Tony Stark is trying to lift Thor's hammer. No one can lift it, although Captain America jiggles it a little bit.
Okay, I thought there was. I thought I remembered something from like a teaser I saw months ago where Thor got really apprehensive about that.
Yeah, and it does show the skill of the actor that he was able to, portray that, and while no one else was looking, it was just really. I thought it was great.
Excellent. So, what does that mean about Captain America?
It means that he is nearly worthy enough to carry the hammer of Thor.
And what makes you worthy? Just general bog standard virtue, pure heartedness.
I think you have to be virtuous. Courageous, perhaps it's a strength issue too. Like, you have to be worthy to sit on the throne of Asgard, and this is this fictional place. You're essentially the ruler of the nine realms.
Joss Whedon should have had an Asgard on Twitter.
I see what you did there. Very good.
But I imagine this is pretty painful for Joss. He's pretty much a lefty, and this has got a sting that his people have turned on him. He tried to deliver the best movie he possibly could deliver, and it wasn't good enough.
And they hate his success.
My strong female characters, not good enough.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, they were saying in here. what do you call late in the film? I'm sorry, I wanted to pull up this particular part. Whedon has been vocal recently about the portrayal of women in films other than his own. Last month, he criticized a clip of the forthcoming film Jurassic World, saying the characters were, quote, 70s-era sexist. Earlier this year, Whedon was also critical of the portrayal of the lead character in the Twilight films, which he suggested boiled down to, quote, choosing boyfriends, the movie. So, I mean, this guy has... And you know what? I'm glad it happened to him when I'm reading that. Okay, so if he's going to go out and he's going to go do this to other people, I'm really glad it happened to him and he gets to see what it's like. Because it's sick what these people do to people. They see anybody succeeding in any way and they want to just destroy it. They are hell-bent on destroying anything positive in this world.
Well, it's, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you, send out stinging Twitter tweets, it's not unlikely that you'll get a few of them back, no doubt about it. It's probably, for him, very painful because it was, it was his people, as it were. I love his work. I think he has done a fantastic job with the two Avengers franchises. I don't have anything bad to say about his skill as a director or what he's produced. I do tend to be the hallelujah section when it comes to Avengers stuff. I get it, but I don't feel like it was poorly treated. I'm not after him for that reason. I just kind of, this is the way it goes. This is what it feels like. And that's... It's got to be painful.
Yeah, it's I'm glad. I'm glad it's painful.
Let's go to Brett. Wants to talk about this issue. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, lots of things. I was on Twitter all day today. Go ahead, Brett.
I just wanted to chime in on this. I feel like feminism has kind of turned into opportunism. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to express like how I feel about it, but this is not the 1960s anymore. You know, women do not face the same, strife that they did 50 years ago. And, you know, I feel like now with these social justice warriors, you know, going all over on Twitter and Tumblr and all this, like they're just looking, they're actively looking for issues.
They're communists. Like, not,
you know, I mean,
They are communists, okay? They are on there screaming about equality, 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 equality. And it's like, look, if you are demanding equality, that's really that's an implication of your inferiority, right? If you're demanding equality, you're necessarily, like, not equal. You're demanding to be brought up. You're going and chasing government policies to change economics and everything else. Right. And they are fundamentally out there to destroy good things.
And so contradictory, right? Because they claim, like, women are strong, you know, we're empowered, and we're blah, blah, blah. But then they still claim that this so-called patriarchy is, like, holding them down. And it's like, okay, make up your mind. Like, what is it?
I'm always befuddled by it. It doesn't make any sense to me. When I think about women's strength in society, I think of, from a marketing standpoint, they spend 70% of household dollars.
I think it's higher than that, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, they're the oftentimes considered the manager of the house. They pick brands and these sorts of things.
Anyway, like that's all I had to say, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Brett. 855, 450 free.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. We got our shipment of Sherry's Berries a couple of days ago. It's Mother's Day, and they always advertise with us. Well, it's because they know our listeners have moms and wives, and the kind of folks that you buy berries for on Mother's Day.
Gals who you want to turn into mothers.
I suppose. It's not a bad idea. It can't go poorly when you give something that is so delicious as the Sherry's Berries. They are some of the best things I've ever put in my mouth. They're so tasty. They're premium berries. They reject about half of the berries that they get because, well, you know, when you get the berries from the grocery store, about half of them are sour. Not with Sherry's Berries. These are the best berries.
I don't know that half of them are sour.
That's my experience. That's my experience.
Yeah, it's crapshoot.
I've, you know, some of them, they just don't, they're like not quite ripe or whatever.
They're not, like, as good.
They're not as good.
But I don't know about sour.
Some of,
I think you just plain it up for the advertiser market.
I find it even more true with, like, blackberries. You know, with blackberries, I feel like it's one in four.
The perpetual racism on this program really upsets me.
I hadn't even considered that. Berries.com, BERRIES.com to get these premium berries dipped in white milk or dark chocolate goodness, topped with milk chocolate chips, chocolate chips, nuts or decorative swizzle, and there's all kinds of other options over there, berries, cake truffles, brownie pops, pretzels, and more. You use our coupon code FTL and you will save over 40%. So they've got them starting at $19.99 at berries.com. So you go to berries.com, BERRIES.com. There's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You click on that, you enter FTL, and you get the savings at berries.com.
Did you say they have, like, pretzels and stuff?
Yeah, they do. They have these chocolate-covered pretzels.
Why do they have to put chocolate on everything?
Well, that's what they have premium chocolate. That's how they make their money. They also have this kind of... I don't know what it is, but there's this pink stuff on the strawberries. We never got those to try them out, but they appear to have something there that is more of a candy coating for the strawberries. I'd be interested in trying it, but I haven't. Since I get the box of free ones, I just haven't considered ordering the others.
Maybe it's a strawberry coating.
Yeah, I bet my mother would like it, though.
I want, like, a candy-coated strawberry? That sounds awesome.
Yep, go to berries.com, enter coupon code FTL, and see it for yourself. Well, I think we have kind of worn out what happened to Joss Whedon here with the social justice warriors coming after him and showing why we can't have nice things.
There's just nothing to say. It's just you're a bunch of miserable, lousy people who I don't want to share a planet with.
But the caller just called in. His name's Brad, and I guess I do have some things sort of to say about feminism generally. I am of the opinion that, in the past, my mother's still has on her credit cards my father's initials. So Mrs., C.E. Edge, right, is on her card or whatever. It's something similar to that. I don't want to give out her name on here. But that's on her card. And So she lives in a time frame, she's coming from a time frame when women had a more difficult time sort of owning property and being recognized as their peers as far as money goes. But I just had a conversation in the grocery line, I think it was the night before last, and with the two not young gals, these weren't young ladies that were there, they were, women of, I wouldn't call them middle age, because that usually means old, but that age that's not young and not old. And they seemed to agree that women should control the purse strings in a house. In my house, my wife pays the bills because I have shown myself to not be particularly good at it. Things are not going to necessarily get paid on time. We're going to have to pay late fees. You can only call so many times and say, oops, I'm sorry, can I have a dispensation from your fee? Before they say, no, you can't have it. Uh-huh. And, it stings her. It rubs her raw when we have to pay some kind of fee. So, I turned it over to her. My life's been great ever since. That was many years ago, and things have been pretty cool. But I don't know what it's like in other houses, but these gals seem to be that way in their house. When she who holds the money is the one who makes the rules. And I kind of don't feel like whatever it was that made it tough to be a woman in the past really exists anymore. Like, the vote's there, property is there, there's all kinds of, it's what seems like advantages when it comes to family court. When the relationship's breaking up, especially if you have kids, it's kind of a rough place to be a dad. I'm having a difficult time believing that it's difficult on women. There's also this nonsense that goes around about women earning 73% of what men earn. And, this has been disproven over and over again in major news sources. And I don't know why it keeps getting trotted out.
I don't want to hear about I'm oppressing you when my gender is the one that's 90% of the prison population. It's a foundationally just ridiculous thing that does not stand up to the slightest bit of scrutiny, and that's why it's associated with the left politically, right? They're fundamentally detached from reality. They don't care what's actually happening. So when you go and you point out what's absolutely factually incorrect about what they're stating, they just say, oh, now you're just mansplaining. Mansplaining. Oh, so now I can't even correct your ridiculous statement without being accused of some sort of sexist act. It's absolutely fundamentally ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't spend any time interacting with people that claim to be feminists. I mean, I've got better things to do. My blood pressure doesn't. I don't need it. I don't interact voluntarily on the internet too much with people that do this kind of stuff. I just find it to be frustrating. I don't write essays for people I dislike. I don't write essays for people I like, let alone essays for people I dislike. I give 3 hours a day for people to disagree with me to call in at 855-450-3733.
Or LRN.FM on Skype.
Or LRN.FM on Skype. If you feel like I'm not saying something, if my words need to be held to account, that opportunity is here. And if you can do it in a rational, logical, and, without spitting vile, you're likely to be on. If you need two segments, we've done that on Free Talk Live.
But they're not going to do that because you not set once. The requirement.
Never once has a full-on feminist called this show and held us to account. I've never had that gal, what I see on the internet versus what I get on the show, not one time. People will say, I'm a feminist, but what they mean is that men and women should be equal, which I think is a really bad use of the English language. I wouldn't say I'm a masculinist because I want people to be equal.
Yeah, if I started up Aryanism, I think everybody would assume that was about something other than equality for races.
Right. I think it's a ridiculous terminology. I get that women didn't used to be equal, but that doesn't mean that they're not equal today. Yes.
No, they're not equal today. They shouldn't be equal, and every attempt to make them equal is going to fail and create misery in the society.
I don't know what you mean when you say they're not equal.
Tell me you don't know what I mean. We've done this before.
Okay, so remember, equality is different than fairness. Equality, like 3 + 1 is equal to 2 + 2. You can have people that are different. Equality should mean equality under the law, and it should have nothing else to do with anything else. Societal stuff. So what? They say that there's more CEOs that are male. Yeah, but how many of them have wives? And do the wives enjoy the fruits of the CEO's labor? In which case, you're just talking about a rich couple. You're not talking about anything else.
Well, I don't even think it, like, equality under the law. So do you think it's fundamentally like a bad idea that a man would have a harsher penalty if he punched a woman in the face than a woman would have if she punched a man in the face?
I don't think people should be punching each other in the face. It should be based on damage, the damage done to the individual.
Well, then we're going to create a demographic disparity there because men have on average 40% more upper body strength, and then there's going to be a problem, right?
Fine. Don't care. Yes.
So I would say that you're not going to have equal treatment under the law at that point.
But if a woman picks up this is the thing, is God made, God made man.
No, he didn't.
Sam Colt made him equal is the old saying. And right now, a 7-year-old girl can be equal. Anybody who can pull a trigger on a handgun can be equal to the biggest, baddest person on the planet. I advocate for people to be physically. You feel threatened by men? Fine. Carry a gun and use it when you have been legitimately threatened. That's what I'm saying. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the superstate and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been, well, kind of jumped around to from Joss Whedon, the director of Avengers Age of Ultron, to just sort of the topic of feminism generally. Now, you don't need to be on topic here on Free Talk Live. That's not how this works. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. But, you know, that's what we've been talking about, and oftentimes it spurs conversation. So you can call in at 855-450-FREE and talk about that or anything else. But if you're listening to us online, if you probably have a computer and you probably go online, and if you go online, you need to protect yourself. Your internet service provider is saving your surfing history and will turn it over to any governmental agency that asks, and many times people that just sound like a governmental agency. Criminals are trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet. ProXPN can solve all that. Simply download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux. And then you just, once you get it uploaded, you just connect to the internet and you're protected from all that stuff. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. You go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50. And you'll get 50% off of an annual account. That's like $5 a month. And this protects you in many ways on the internet. You'll get the savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. So that's not just for the first year or the first 3 months or whatever. It's for the lifetime of the account. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN.com doesn't keep track of your records. You'll get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy. That
Mark,
is priceless. Yes, sir.
I recently talked to a guy who was a seller on eBay, and for whatever reason, I actually don't remember what it was, he was flagged by eBay, and they knew his ISP, and he couldn't trade with them anymore. I think he was maybe short-circuiting some regulatory statutes. I don't know. Actually, I'm just making that up. It could be that. It could be something else. But I wonder if ProXPN might be able to help a guy whose ISP or...
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
That's it. They absolutely can.
Okay.
Because your internet service provider doesn't know what you're doing if you are using ProXPN.com. It is just a bunch of cryptographic gobbledygook. And, eBay wouldn't know where you're coming from. You could be, to them, you're some random person coming from Singapore or Amsterdam. They have no idea where you're coming from.
Excellent.
So there you go. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Glenn, calling in. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I certainly have no interest in sniffing anyone's packet. Sounds really
cool. Yes, it is a disturbing term.
Yeah. Hey, did you say spitting vile, V-I-L-E?
Bile, B-I-L-E.
B-I-L-E. Okay, I was going to say, I've heard that.
No, I heard that too. I think you said vile, or maybe it just sounded that way.
Yeah, well, the English language, bile and vile.
I was thinking maybe it was spewing vitriol that you were going for. But
vitriol would be another way to say it, right? Like
vitriol, yeah. About feminism, the one caller called in and talked about, feminism kind of turning ugly. This conversation usually involves, recognizing three generations or three waves of feminism.
Right.
First wave would be everything from suffrage to ERA, let's say, roughly Equal Rights Amendment, which is a short little 40-some word statement saying that women should get equal pay for equal work. In second generation, you had the emphasis on, propelling women into, places of achievement, power recognition, breaking the glass ceiling, which is fine. That's why we have Carly Fiorina, an ex-CEO of HP running for the presidency, But then third generation feminism is when it's gotten ugly, because it's about using femininity, girl power, sexuality in an aggressive and anti-male and vindictive manner. It's kind of what Campbell.
Well, they only use sexuality up until it's convenient to no longer use sexuality, and it's not even one group. It's a bunch of different people, sort of with their own version of it. There's these sex positive feminists, and then I don't know what the other ones are called. Sex negative feminists would be the other side. I don't know what the answer to that is, but. They're constantly warring amongst themselves.
I, from time to time, make the mistake of going out and reading these fanatics' blogs, Mark, and it is terrifying. You go on, feministthing.org, and I used to read Kathy Reisenwitz and all these fanatics. The whole thing, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it was garbage from the start. People always do this with the first, second, and third wave, and I'm certain that it's gotten progressively worse over time. But these people have been fundamentally out of touch with reality. This has been the whole entire point of it. They're trying to uproot gender roles in general, right? I mean, even women's suffrage. Like, the reason that they didn't have suffrage was because they could not be drafted, right? And it doesn't make sense to draft women into a military because, it's not like a good thing for you to go send your women off to die in a war zone.
Well, they played, and actually even the suffrage movement was manipulated by guys like Edward L. Bernays, who sold smoking to the women as torches of liberty. So even there you have manipulation. But women's equality has been a nightmare for the military because women can't carry another soldier out of the battlefield. Guys in training had to pick up the weight of an equal weight, person and carry it around a quarter-mile track. Women can't do that. They can't do rifle.
Well, they can if they can, and they can't if they can't.
I have
a friend who was a firefighter, and she passed the test that was required of male firefighters, and so there you go. You've got this 1 in 100 or probably 1 in 1,000 body type that this gal has where she's able to do it. There should be a set of rules, and if it's a physical job, then and you can fulfill the obligations of the physical job, fine. There's lots of skinny people. I wouldn't want to be carried out of a firefight by Ian either.
Right.
I'm going to have my head hit at a rock many times.
they've lowered every standard to accommodate the fact that most cannot. And then, like, in the, and it's not been good for women in the military, especially the rape stats in the military.
That's been terrible.
Even at the academies. So, you know, I can agree. I never had any problems with the ERA. You know, if a woman's cranking out, if we're sitting in computer cubicles and she's cranking out as much or more than me, then sure, she deserves the same pay. You know,
but the marketplace will deal with that, right?
It's fundamentally ridiculous that they're talking about this pay gap thing. Okay, equal pay for equal work. Well, if you were equally productive, then you would get equal pay. It's fundamentally ridiculous to think that employers are paying 33% more for their workforces just because patriarchy.
I can tell you the Free Talk Live doesn't really have employees, but we have paid, we had a paid host at one point. The only paid host who was regularly on was a woman. And, you know.
And so, if I understand, Ryan, she had a lefty feminist bent to her as well.
Well, she represented a different form of libertarianism than perhaps you do, Cantwell. But, yeah, I mean, so it, that
she was the voice artist for Markets Not Capitalism.
That's true.
And you hear this craziness, like in the 90s, you know, you start to hear, like, all men are rapists and all sex is rape and all that kind of crazy stuff.
Yes, this is still going on. The PIV sex, they're very specific. This is penis in vagina sex, as is referred to. And it's somehow or another that specifically is rape. And I don't know. I haven't read enough, but I've heard the claims, and it's just so silly to me. I was like, really? Because I've met women that seem to like this.
Right. It's just insane. And yet they won't take on the female, you know, circumcision, the genital mutilation in Islam, you know. It's like there's over...
It's easier to complain about whatever's going on here. If women aren't in politics, well, that's not... It's not the patriarchy's fault. From what I understand, from somebody who operates a political operative here in New Hampshire, that if a woman runs, she can expect at least a 3-5% bump in the polls simply by having the possession of a uterus. And that is, you know, that is systemic societal sexism. What am I going to do about it? Nothing.
How many people are ready for Hillary and can't name a single one of her policies?
Yeah, I have met people that will vote specifically women who will vote for women because they are women. That is a terrible reason. I do not vote for men because they are men.
Right. Do they lose the statistical bump if they've had a hysterectomy?
No.
Thanks for the call.
It's not the uterus. It's the
two X chromosomes.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. I said earlier, I have never had the feminist call and explain things to me.
They never will.
How can I be expected to understand the nuances of this philosophy? Am I just supposed to go out and read and get it? Because everything I read, it just sounds like a bunch of nuts rambling about stuff. Please explain this to me.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
I run a small business. For me, time really is money. So, I got all my paperwork and computer files organized in one place with the Neat digital filing system. What used to take me an hour now takes less than a minute. I'm saving time and money at work and at home, too.
Whether you're running a business or just trying to run your life better, Neat is the best way to organize all your statements, invoices, receipts, recipes, every document in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. Now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free just by calling 1-800-939-1278. The Neat scanner and software do all the work for you, organizing all your documents so you can find anything you want in just seconds, just by typing one word.
The Neat system is super easy to use. There's nothing else like it.
Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-939-1278. That's 1-800-939-1278. 1-800-939-1278.